Blog Talk Radio.
Mind Shift Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of Mind Shift Talk Radio. I'm your host, Stacey Emery. Always excited to be here for another Mind Shifting Monday and another Mind Shifting conversation. Thank you to all of you that are listening via the live stream through Blog Talk Radio, as well as those of you that are listening via Mind Shift Talk Radio, and some of you on the phone lines as well. It's always a pleasure to be here. Also, kudos to each of you that will be listening to the replay of the show. I know that everyone's not able to make it here on Monday nights at 10 p.m., even though we encourage you to do so every week. It's nothing better than getting it live and in action. But kudos to those of you that are listening to the replay. It shows that you're still diligent about your own personal growth and development. So thank you for tuning in. For those of you that are new to Mind Shift Talk Radio, this is a show that you want to be plugged into every Monday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, along with my co-host, the awesome and wonderful Miss Juanita Sista Big Bones Warren. We like to have mind-shifting conversations that address every area of your life in which you're seeking to reach new heights of success. So whether we're talking about personal development, professional development, maybe you need some tweaking in terms of spirituality, health and wellness, your finances, whatever area in your life where there needs to be a mind shift, a paradigm shift, then you want to make sure that you're connected to the show every week for these mind-shifting topics and discussions and conversations. So again, thank you for you guys that are tuning in. If you are not our friend yet on Facebook, we encourage you to do so. Go to facebook.com/mindshifttalkradio. If you're listening via Blog Talk, you can go ahead and hit the follow tab there in your browser. That way you're connected, you get the updates, you get the emails every week so you can know what's going on in Mindshift World. And also, we encourage you to connect with us at mindshifttalkradio.com. You can go to the Contact Us link, send us an email, let us know your thoughts. If you have any questions, any comments, we'd love to hear what you think about the show. And if there's anything you'd like us to discuss on the show, go ahead and drop that in on the Contact Us link as well. So without any further ado, we're going to keep the show moving. As you guys can see, I am long-winded. So I want to go ahead and bring out my partner in success and crime, my sis, Sista Big Bones, Juanita Warren. Hey, sis, happy Mind Shift Monday.
Happy Mind Shift Monday to you as well, Stacey.
Thank you. How's your week been? Well, how have you been since last week?
Oh, great. Never better. Just trying to make it do what it don't and will what it won't.
That's right. In the words of Dr. Io, make it do what it don't. Well, I'm excited to be here. I've had I had a wonderful Mother's Day weekend. I could probably say this is one of the best that I've had in a long time. It was just me and the little one. And I feel like I was pampered yesterday for the first time in a long time by him. You know, it's so easy for the kids to just want, and mommy, can I, all the time. This is the first time that it was like, mommy, whatever you want, we'll do. So I had a wonderful time and a happy belated, I want to wish a happy belated Mother's Day to all of you phenomenal mothers out there, godmothers, aunts, aunties, big mamas, all of you that are out there, whether you're biological mothers or not, happy belated Mother's Day to you. And I hope it was a wonderful Mother's Day. So, recap time. What we like to do is provide a brief recap of the previous week's show, just in case you missed it and haven't been able to go online yet. We do want to give you a brief overview of that show. And we encourage you to go back online to mindshifttalkradio.com. You can go back and check out the replays. You would hit the archive link. You can download those, listen to them on your iPad, iPhone, Android, wherever in your browser. Make sure you're listening to the shows. But last week we had just, when I say a dynamic and powerful lady on this show, Miss Lakeisha Dixon was here, and she was discussing her newest release, her new book entitled The Victorious State of Mind. It's about positioning yourself to receive the promises of God. And when I tell you, I mean, if you guys just go back and check out the replay, like as soon as she comes on, there's just like this air and this light. It's just like, it was just magnetic, you know, through the lines, through the air. You could just feel this energy. And you can tell how passionate she was about her book and the topics that she discusses in her book. And in this book, she's very transparent. She shares many of her own battles and some of the trials that she's experienced and some of the tests that she's had in her own life that have led her to become an overcomer and for her to be able to say that she is victorious. And I like the fact that the book, I've been reading the book for the past week, actually, and there's tons of scripture to support what she's discussing, which makes sense because she's talking about receiving promises, you know, the promises of God. But she's not, there's some books that I kind of feel are talking at you versus talking to you. And her book is very conversational. I mean, she even goes on, she'll say some things like, baby, you know, like you could just hear her voice through the pages, through the lines in her book. So it's very personal. And I think there's something in there for everyone. There's something that everyone can relate to in this book. And so last week she talked about several P's, the letter P, that she discusses in this book. And she talked about purpose. She talked about the need to purge your mind, obviously, of negative thoughts. She talked about tapping into your passion. She talked about how to produce powerful prayers, how to be perseverant, how to activate your own personal power, and ultimately how to live in prosperity. So she went down, she really broke both areas down for us last week. Like I said, the show wasn't even over. I was already like getting copies of this book, and I had people inboxing me, you know, like, where can I get the book? So for those of you that may be interested in getting the book, if you did not get the book yet, you can go to Mindshift Talk Radio. You'll click on the archives link. You'll see the picture there of Miss Lakeisha Dixon. And in the description of the show, there's a link at the end of that description that you can click on, and that will take you to her bookstore for you to be able to purchase the book. The book was $19.95. That included shipping and handling. I think I got my book in 2 days. So go out, get that book. I'm trying to speed it up because we have another guest that's going to be joining us tonight. Don't want to take too much of his time. Sister Big Bones, did I miss anything when I did that recap for the book?
No, I think you captured it all very well and briefly. Good job. Impressive.
Okay. Look at you. What'd you do? What did you do while you're sitting here trying to make me feel good? That's what Chris Gloss would always do when Chris would come on and you say something nice. I'm like, what did you do? Mm-hmm. So what did you do? Why are you being nice to me right now?
Really? Like, I'm not nice to you all the time.
Was there anything that stood out to you that she discussed last week that kind of hit home for you?
the 30, 60, 90-day plan. Mm-hmm. About, you know, kind of enjoying where you are right now because God has something else for you soon.
Oh, yeah. I think I heard a little hallelujah shout and praise from you on that part.
Yeah,
it was really good.
Countdown day, really baby.
Yeah, it was great, guys. So make sure you go back and check that out. And we're going to go ahead and keep it moving. So for those of you that are just tuning in, thank you for joining Mindshift Talk Radio with Stacey Emery and my awesome co-host, Miss Juanita, Sister Big Bones Warren. We encourage you guys to make sure that you're here every Monday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific for awesome and amazing mind-shifting conversations. So keeping the ball rolling, I want to go ahead and bring out this week's guest and tell you a little bit about the gentleman that will be joining us tonight. Tonight's show is entitled Breaking the Mold, which is the same title of this new release by Mr. William Lee Jr. Now, I have been trying to get this gentleman on the show for years. Literally, I have been talking to him about being a guest on Mindshift Talk Radio. I think next month will be our third year anniversary, and I think it was about a year into the show. I was excited about having him here. And it's great. I consider it an honor. I know he feels like it's a privilege, but I really do consider it an honor for him to be able to be here to share his message, just because I truly do admire him. You know, you if you're friends on Facebook, if you're on Facebook, I would definitely encourage you to befriend this gentleman. So positive. We were able to meet once in real life, face-to-face, and he was just awesome from the first day that I met him. So tonight's guest we have is Mr. William E. Lee, Jr., and I'm going to tell you a little bit about him. When you read his bio, you know, it's very clear that he has so much to offer and that he's lived a full life in these short few years that he's lived. But he's always been a creative innovator. And it says that even from birth, he's been innovative. He talks about growing up as a child, that he had these natural talents that developed as an artist by drawing and painting. And then he moved through life as an entrepreneur, and he latched on to the business world, and then he became this businessman. And then now you get to see through his book, you get to see that transition of the things that he went through in the past. You look at his recent journey, and you look at what's coming for tomorrow. And it's uplifting to see that he's able to share his story. He's able to motivate and encourage not only young people, but also those adults that still have something in them. There's this burning desire. You know, there's these dreams that have not been birthed yet. And there's many of us that have these questions. We wonder, you know, what is my purpose? It's similar to what Leticia Dixon talked about last week. We wonder what our purpose is. We wonder where to get started. Sometimes we feel like there's this glass ceiling that we can't break through. And so it makes sense for him to entitle this book Breaking the Mold, because there's so much that we all have to offer. There's so much on the inside of all of us that the world needs. You know, Sister Big Bones encourages me and says that to me all the time, that there's things that people need to hear, and sometimes we just don't know how to deliver that message. So without any further ado, I'm going to go ahead and bring the pro out, you know, the expert himself, to explain this concept, Mr. William Lee, Jr. Will, welcome to Mindshift Talk Radio.
Hey, Stacey, thank you so much for having me tonight.
You are welcome.
It's an honor and a privilege, and just glad to be here. I'm really, really excited.
Can you tell that I'm excited about having you here?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you got me, and I'm really ready to go.
Awesome. Now, you know, I just kind of gave a general idea of who William Lee is, but if you don't mind, you know, letting our listeners know a little bit more about you.
Yeah. Sure, I'd be more than glad to do that. First and foremost, at my age, I am 27 years old. I'm a graphic designer, best-selling author on Amazon, and plus I'm a youth speaker. Then I have a singles ministry in my church as well. But to bring it all in a nutshell, I'm just an overall businessman. I love business. This is something that I can do every day, all day, without doing anything else. There are times that we have to have balance, and that's something that, you know, I'm still working on, because I just love doing business so much. So to have my balance, what I do is I just get in a quiet area to calm my mind, because there are so many dreams. There's a lot of seeds that are inside of me that are ready to burst open. Yeah, so what I
okay.
Yeah, what I have to do is I just have to calm myself and just get in a quiet area and probably go shoot some ball and just do little things, and after that I'm back to business.
All righty. And let me not fail to mention, for those of you that are looking at Mindshift Talk Radio online, maybe your friends on Facebook, you've seen the Mindshift logo. He said he's a graphic designer. William Lee is actually the mastermind behind the Mindshift Talk Radio logo. So, see, can't forget to give you your props. Yes, he created that. Okay. So, and you know, we'll definitely be connecting again when it's time for another Mindshift facelift. But I think we're good right now. All right, so we brought you here to discuss this book, Breaking the Mold. And And let me go back to the cover of the book because there's a part under it. I don't want to miss that. So Breaking the Mold, Why Waste Talent? Make a Difference and Prove It Can Be Done by Your Decisions, Your Dedication, and Your Determination. So last week we went through all these P's, perseverance and purpose and passion. So now we're shifting letters this week. So I'm excited to see where this is going to go in terms of talking about our decisions that we make, our dedication, and our determination. And what I'd like for you to do, Will, for our listeners, you know, because most people are going to go out and get your book, but obviously they don't have it all right now. Many of them don't have it right now. So if you could kind of just walk us through this book, kind of paint a picture for us, let us know some of the key areas that you discuss in this book, and then maybe even some practical steps, some action steps that we can implement immediately to get moving in terms of the journey with Breaking the Mold.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd be more than glad to do that for you. Basically, just a little rundown, and I'm going to be transparent for a couple seconds. So what inspired me to write this book is, my father, he probably could have been a millionaire, right? Mm-hmm. But he never really applied himself, okay? And so what I did is I figured, all right, so this is a major problem for me. Because my loved ones, especially my mother and my dad, what I want them to do is to fulfill their dreams, okay? And so with my father, with me, I never had a father figure. He never really did anything for me. But I'm not bitter of that, though. I still respect him. I love him. And he can call me up today or whatnot and say, hey, what's going on, Pops? And I respect him. And we can carry on a long conversation. But just to move forward is my father had a lot of gifts and talents. He never really applied himself. To this day, he probably could have left a legacy, but he really didn't do anything. So what I figured this solution would be is what I honestly believe in my heart is that God gave, he gave all that to me for me to do. And so I want to do is I want to be able to leave a legacy because my father didn't do it. Yes, I want to break that mold for generations. Why waste time? There's a lot of people on this earth who has the gifts and the talents and they have the knowledge and the wisdom, but they really don't apply those types of things. And so 9 years ago, I was a high school dropout. I dropped out of high school. Then I went to college without a diploma. Let me say it again. I went to college without a diploma. To me, that's breaking the mold. Because that's unheard of. Okay? So the dean said, be mindful that you have to get your diploma before you proceed on to the next semester. Yeah, so that's exactly what I did. And then I was able to transfer over to another college and so forth. But when I was in high school, though, I had a T-shirt business. I was selling shoes. There was just a lot of things that I was doing, and there was a lot of things that I shouldn't have did. And what really changed my life is my mom. She came to talk to my football coach. And she just burst it out crying because she really didn't know who I was because I wasn't the person that she raised. Okay. So when I saw her in tears, that right there was just a game changer for me. I said, I can't afford to see my mother cry like this. So what I did is the decision to change my life over. And that was 9 years ago, so I just thank God to where I am today. So I'm grateful, but I'm not satisfied. So we just got to keep progressing, and we got to use our gifts and talents to just be able to go to the next level in life. And so to break it down, the book, basically this book explains
overcoming adversity by leveraging your gifts and talents, just acquiring and do wisdom from your mistakes in life so you can better help somebody else and shorten their learning curve. So what I say about that is, like, one of my mentors, Vincent Kahan, he always told, he said, there's a lot of people that make mistakes in life, but the goal is you never make the same mistake twice. And so when he told me that right there, it made a lot of sense, because why would I make a mistake and then I turn around and I make that same mistake twice? Like, that means I'm not improving. I don't want to do better and stuff. So I decided that I'm not going to, for every mistake that I make, I'm not going to make the same mistake twice. And so to move on, for chapter one, I really explain details of how I became a high school dropout, you know, some of the things that I've done, and where I basically started. And then the next chapter after that, that turns over into the crash. One day I got my mom's car. What I decided to do was take it to another city without her permission. So when I got done doing what I had to do, then I decided to come on back home. Well, in that case, I say I didn't arrive back home. There was a crash in my life that caused harm, in my mother's life. And so what happened was I had a head-on collision with another car, and then I totaled my mother's car. And so I had to call her, and basically I was trying to figure out what to say to her. But overall I did say the right thing, and she came out. But one thing I realized is, like, she wasn't mad because her car was totaled. She was just happy that I was alive. So that made a difference in my life right there. But deep down inside, I could see that she was hurt. So there was a lot of mistakes. There's a lot of mistakes that we make in life, and we have a lot of crashes in our lives. But so we can't keep doing things to hurt our loved ones, because it's only going to be harmful in the long run. So, like, what we have to do is we just have to make a decision that we are going to make a difference, that we're not going to keep doing these crazy things that most people do. And I just decided to make a difference. So what is the mold that we're going to break in life? I'd rather be in life or business. Like, what are we really going to do so we don't waste talent?
Mm-hmm.
And for chapter three, I talk about getting your dream back. We all had a job. I'm pretty sure everyone on this line has had a job before. I even had multiple jobs before I was running my business full time. And so what happened was, there are a lot of people who get a job. They get the job for the money, but they don't get the job because they're passionate about it. They just do it just to be doing it. And the reason I say that is, there's a lot of people who work a job. You know, there's a lot of people who's, they filled out the application for the job, they get called for the job, and then they get hired on it. And so as they continue to work that job, they're not really passionate about it. And then they continue, they start to complain about the job and so forth. So I'm like, okay, why do you do this? You sign the application forward, and then you start complaining. And number one, what you should have done, you should have did your research to make sure this is something that you're going to be passionate about. And number one, so you can learn and not earn. Because I've always learned from my mentor that you never go into a job to earn, but you always go into a job to basically learn, so you can leave that job and start your own business. So those are some of the things that I talk about. And one of the things that, like, one of the things that kind of bothered me was a lot of people were complaining and they were just doing multiple things to bring their own selves down. And mm-hmm. So what I decided to do was not speak negative and not speak negative anything like that, because whatever lives in your mouth, it simply lives in your future. So how are you going to speak negative and try to progress in life? You can't do that because your mind operates off the words you speak.
Definitely.
And then again, the words you speak, those words, they create your environment. And so most importantly, we have to change our words. So oftentimes you can tell what's in a person's heart by what comes out of their mouth.
Mm.
So that means they're not happy in a situation. They don't have a passion for whatever they're doing. So let's just make a change and let's go after something different. For the next chapter.
Well, before you go into chapter 5, because that's my favorite in terms of the Prince there, and would really like to love that more on a kind of call. Let everyone know that you're tuning in.
We're having some issues with your line, Seth.
Hey, your phone is breaking.
Yeah, she sounds like a little robot right now. You just sound a little robotic right now, that's all.
Well, do the station ID, Stacy.
There you go. You're back now.
I wanted to tell everybody they're listening to when we Mind Talk Radio. But I don't think you're that.
Yeah.
We're talking about breaking the mold.
Let me go ahead and translate that, because you were a robot again. But yeah, basically you're listening to Mind Shift Talk Radio with Stacy Emery and Juanita Sister Big Bones, the Robot Warren. And tonight we are joined by our guest, Mr. William Lee Jr., and he's discussing his book, Breaking the Mold. And so, you know, I know just now you told us a little bit about your story, Will, and about what inspired you to write the story. Now, I am intrigued by several of the topics that you discuss in this book. And even just now when you were talking about being very careful with the words that we speak. And this is not, I don't think this is a new concept for most people. I think in some shape, form, or fashion, at some point we've been told, be careful about what you say. You know, from the time that we're children, we're told, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. And then, you know, we grow up spiritually and we're being told that truth and life is in the power of the tongue. And then for those that may be a little bit further along and more advanced in terms of their personal growth and development, get to the point where they're starting to incorporate books and different philosophies that discuss, for example, the Napoleon Hills and the James Allens that talk about, you know, the power of thought and about how you're able to change your circumstances and your experiences based on the thoughts that you hold. And really that is the premise behind Mind Shift Talk Radio, because as we share even at the beginning of the show, in order for us to be able to achieve new results, in order for us to have new experiences, we have to create those experiences first by the thoughts that we hold as well as the words that we speak. And, you know, not take away from this, even, again, referencing what Lakeisha Dixon shared last week when she talked about purging your mind, but she also went into that piece about the power of the tongue and about how careful and deliberate we have to be about the things we say. And I have to say I've been very deliberate about it, even in the past week. I've been careful about the things I say, excuse me, even in terms of little things like, oh, I hate that, or, oh, that gets on my nerves, and I'll say, no, don't say that. You know, change your perspective, have a mind shift. It's interesting that sometimes we go into conversation, not only with ourselves, but with other people. And I think it's a blessing to have it with other people. It's kind of harder when you're having the conversation with yourself. And hopefully you're not answering yourself, but that's neither here nor there. That's another show. But when you're having conversations with other people and they catch you on it and say, hold on, be careful, you know, it's great to have people there in your life,
that can recognize when the words that you're speaking are defeatist, you know, that they're not going to help you to overcome. And I say all the time, it's okay for us to have our little venting session from time to time. We just can't totally take up too much time and space having that pity party. And so, like, even in your book, you say that whatever lives in your mouth lives in your future. And I thought that was profound, because I think once people really take that quote and make it their own, when you really take that quote and put it in your heart, and I think you're more cognizant of the things you say, you're more aware, I think it raises your level of awareness, because then you're like, okay, I may not be happy with today, but I definitely don't want my tomorrow to be the same experience from my today or yesterday. So I'm going to be careful about the words I speak. And you really, I noticed in your book, you go very much into detail, even in that chapter, about being careful about what we say. So I just wanted to point that out, because I know some people may listen to the show and say, okay, yeah, we've heard that before. Be careful about the words you speak. It's one thing to hear it, but it's another thing to actually put it into practice, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
you definitely
have
to put it in.
Yeah,
you're right about that, because not only our words, but just our thoughts as well. That, what I try to do, I try to tell people all the time.
Mm-hmm.
How well you think determines your lifestyle. So why not think outside of the box instead of being in the box? And being in the box is not going to do you any good.
Right.
But if you think outside the box, like, matter of fact, just keep your box to the side. And say, I'm not going to live a life of value. I'm going to do something different because my loved ones are counting on me to make a change.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we have to do. We have to be able to go after our dreams and be held accountable. Like, because we all have dreams inside of us, but most of those dreams are in the graveyard. And Dr. Miles Monroe said it. He simply said, at the richest place in the world is the graveyard. Yeah, because people die with so much potential, so dreams and talents and things like that. And just ideas alone. That's why I wrote a chapter, because ideas need leaders.
Mm-hmm.
So we have these ideas, we never put them into action. Like, they just sitting around over there. Like, we come up with ideas and we forget it because we never took time to write it down, because we're so lazy mentally. Yeah, but what if you take action on that idea, and that idea, like, change your family's history, like, change generations to come? Like, what if that one idea, I can change your whole lifestyle? But how would you know if you never take action?
Now, why do you think, you know, from your own experience, I'd rather go into detail about why it is that people don't pursue those dreams, why they don't, like you said, it could be laziness. I definitely believe that laziness is one part of it. But why do you feel ultimately that people don't take the time to really put the effort into working on their ideas and manifesting them into whatever the ultimate dream is that they have for themselves?
Well, for number one, for some people, there are many people who don't have people to support their dreams and ideas. So oftentimes there are a lot of people who need a push, and that's something I can understand. That even I would need a push at times. But if I don't get that push, I'm going to just push myself. You know why? Because those thoughts in my head are going to come back to me and say, Like, if you don't make an impact, your mom's life is still going to be the same. Like, if you don't make a change, how do you know what legacy you would leave? So if no one ever pushed me, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to change my mindset, change my words, I'm going to get me, like, put a plan together, and I'm going to take action. And I'm the one that's accountable. And no one else is going to help you do it unless you put a team together. But your vision has to be so clear to where somebody else to where somebody else can follow it. But you have to impact people to basically support your vision. And that's how I see it.
I'm scared to talk.
You know, it's funny. I was sitting here having a whole conversation by myself and didn't realize I was still muted out. Oh, goodness. But, you know, I was actually talking about the chapter that you're discussing, which is chapter 5, with ideas needing leaders. Let's see if Juanita's line is better right now, because I'm sure she has some stuff she wants to talk about in that chapter. Sis, are you okay now? Are you still sounding like a robot, or do we have you back?
I don't want to say anything.
Oh, no, you sound good. You sound good. You're back.
I think just all the 8 principles that's listed in that chapter are just applicable and relevant. But I would like to ask you, Will, which do you think, if you had to pick just one, maybe 2, possibly your top 3. But starting with just one of those key principles, what do you think is most important for us to grasp and understand?
Well, before he even identifies which one is his favorite or which ones are key to him, I think we should kind of share those with the listeners. They'll be like, huh?
They might want to read, get the book themselves. I'm reading it. They need to, too. Shoot. But okay.
I'm sure they will, but, you know, we got to give a little bit. Guys, we're playing good cop, bad cop right now, and you guys can already see who the good one is.
Me.
But any, whatever. Okay. So really quick, I'm going to share the principles with you guys, and then Will, at that point, you can answer Juanita's question. But key principle number 1 in this chapter, our biggest battles are never physical. They're mental. Key principle number 2, SMART, in the acronym SMART. Success means achieving results together. Key principle 3, always do your best. What you plant now will harvest later. And we kind of touched on that with even our words just now. Key principle number 4, the mind is like a paintbrush. It can color any situation. We touched on that. And then key principle number 5, when you focus on today, you will be ready for a great tomorrow. Key principle 6, as we are thinking and speaking, we are creating. So it goes back to the power of the tongue, goes back into our thoughts and our mindset and consciousness. Key principle 7, you never know whose life you will change until you first change your own. Let's read that one again. You never know whose life you will change until you first change your own. And finally, key principle number 8, every business has the potential to become a great enterprise. So those are our 8. Will, now you can go ahead and answer the question. Which ones are key to you?
Well, the one that I like best and the one that's just that I truly love is key principle number 7. You would never know whose life you would change until you change your own.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to change your life first until you can move forward and try to change somebody else's. How in the world, your life is a wreck. Now, how can you change somebody else's life if you haven't got your own life together?
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to work that way. So what you have to do is you have to, first you have to change your mindset. You have to change the way you think. You have to change your words. Why? Because your words create your world. So wherever you're in life right now, you are there based off the words you've spoken. And you definitely have to be able to change the words that come out of your mouth. And because they simply create your future, and it's just plain and simple.
I think this part is also, and this really comes from my world and of sales and network marketing and so forth, one of the principles we always learn is that in order for us to be successful in whatever the endeavor is, we always have to have that why. And we have to keep that why at the forefront of our mind. That way, when we come across the obstacles, when we come along and, you know, come against challenges and trials and so forth, we're able to overcome those challenges because we know why we're doing what we're doing. And once we have that why in place, it makes it that much more fulfilling, for one, to overcome. But it also gives you the strength that you need to overcome. And I know in that chapter you talked about, even for yourself, that you changed because you knew that you wanted more for your family. So your why was your family. You wanted more for them. But in order for you to change to do more for your family, you understood that it first had to start with you.
Right.
And, you know, and it had to start with your mindset. It had to start with, like you said, the words that you spoke over yourself. And it had to change through your whole mindset, really. So, you know, there had to be a mind shift at that point. And then you also said in that chapter that we're all one thought away from changing the lives of our family and really just changing the lives of several other people because, you know, when we talk about impact and we talk about change, it's never really just about us, you know. There's impact that we make on the lives of people that we don't even really know on a day-to-day basis. There's an impact that you make on the life of the person that's the cashier at McDonald's. There's impact that you make on the life of the person that's at the crosswalk when you let your kids out to school. There's impact that you make on the lives of your clients and your customers that you're dealing with every day. And then, of course, there's impact on your family. But we're touching so many lives. We're responsible indirectly for so many lives. And I think the problem is that we don't take that responsibility seriously. I think many of us take it lightly and for granted. And so we almost live in this selfish bubble where we think our life is all about us. You know, everything that we experience, it's my business. It's in Bobby Brown's word, it's my prerogative. You know what I'm saying? I can do what I want to do. Oh, what's the song? I was about to start singing the song. I actually heard the song in my head just now. Oh, that's the shit. Okay. I can do what I want to do. There you go. But really, you know, it's not. Our lives are not just about us. It's about what you said initially. It's about those dreams that are in us. It's about those ideas that are in us, because those dreams and those ideas are not only there. I don't think that God gives us those ideas and those dreams just to benefit ourselves, but it's to benefit and bless others. So I agree. When I looked at all of your principles, I agree with you. I think Key Principle 7 is definitely a strong one. You know, first changing yourself, but ultimately with the end in mind, with the end being for you to be able to create change for other people.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sister Big Bones?
You know I don't want to talk, right?
You sound fine. But I call you out because I want to know, you asked the question, but I want to know which one stood out for you of those principles.
I would say key principle number 2, SMART, that success means achieving results together. Only because I think everything that we need to be successful is within our grasp. And if it's not physically within our grasp, then it's within our ask, meaning that it's within our ability to ask someone else who has it within their grasp. And so that we shouldn't think that we have to do it by ourselves or go at it alone. And that even if our support network isn't those who are closest to us physically or by blood relation, that there are people out there that can help us be successful. Kind of like now how Will is doing and sharing about his book. This book will help us be successful, and we can just kind of add it to our toolbox and add it as a resource to increase our success.
Definitely. definitely. Okay, so time is going by so fast, we're going to have to wrap up. But ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Mind Shift Talk Radio with Stacey Emery and Juanita's sister, Big Bones Warren. And tonight we are joined by the awesome businessman himself, entrepreneur, William Lee Jr., talking about breaking the mold. And, Will, I have to say that I truly do respect and appreciate your transparency and you being willing to just share your own personal story in this book. And I think that you are an expert in your own right because of the experiences you've had and how you've been able to use those experiences to not only improve your own situation, but as we talked about, you being able to use that to impact other people in a positive way. And I want us to go a little bit more into detail. Now, there's several chapters in this book, guys, so as you know, Juanita said, you're going to have to get the book yourself. But what you will find is that throughout the book, we'll share several, and I'm saying, I really need to get back to a Toastmasters class. This is irritating me. But he shares the principles. He shares an overview in each chapter of what you'll be able to gain from that chapter. So for some reason, I know there's times when I'm reading books and I'll pick up a book because there's some key part that I heard about that I felt related to me in some kind of way or fashion, you know, something that was applying to my life right now. And I may not necessarily have time to read the whole book, but the way this book is structured, it's easy for you to be able to go to key areas in the book and get the gist of it without having to go through every page. Now, I'm not saying don't read his whole book. Let me be clear. I am not saying I don't mean to get the book and just kind of peruse through it. But if there's some reason why you're not able to read all of the book, you know, in a couple of days, just know that you'd be able to go to it, identify key areas that pertain to you and where you are right now, and get the information and the inspiration you need right now. Also, what I love about this book is it provides very practical advice, things that you can implement immediately. So it's not one of those, okay, I have to wait to get to the end to find out what this whole story was about. In every chapter, there's going to be some revelation. But keep in mind that in order for you to get the revelation, you have to have an open mind. So when you pick up this book, it's breaking the mold. You're also going to be breaking the mold on your mindset. Whether this is something new to you or not, you may think, okay, well, I'm not new to personal development. I've read several books. I have a whole library at home. It doesn't matter. You still want to have an open mind for this book. Excuse me. And if you are new to personal development, then know that this book is going to be a somewhat easy read. It's not intimidating, and it provides everything that you need to get started on this journey. So I definitely encourage each of you to go out and get this book, Breaking the Mold, by William Lee Jr. As I said before, if you are not his friend on Facebook, you definitely want to go ahead and befriend him on Facebook. He shares tons of inspiration on his page. He shares pictures. He keeps you updated about different events he's at. And he lets you see, you get a picture into his life. And again, he's transparent on the show, but he's like that all the time. So I encourage you guys, because as we've said before, we say this all the time, that there definitely is strength in transparency. But Will, we have a few minutes. We have about 5 minutes left for you to kind of go through the book. So I know you can't go through all six of the remaining chapters. If you can kind of like give us a summary of the second part of the book, the second half of the book, in terms of what we could expect closing out of the book.
Yeah, absolutely. Which chapter would you like, or what's the last chapter you would like me to go with? Well, you know what? Yeah, do you mind if I do chapter 9?
Breaking the curse? No, that's fine, because I had that on my list. I had about 4 more, but I know we can't cover them, so chapter 9 is fine.
All right. So, the title for chapter 9 is Breaking the Curse. The reason I wrote chapter 9 simply because when I was a little child, and this is something I would never ever forget, and when I was a little child, we was all at my grandmother's house, and we were sitting in the living room. Okay, so here's what happened. There was a controversy going on. There was a huge argument going on about something that had happened in the family. So my aunt, she's sitting beside me to my left. She grabs my hand and says to me, she says, you know you're going to be the one to have to break the curse. So she told me that. That changed my perspective. So I did lit a fire in me because I knew I already had what it takes. But she gave me that push by her telling me that. So that's why I want to break the mold for different, like for my family, for other people's family, and then for generations to come. Because I know there is a legacy on the side of me. There's a legacy on the inside of me that's ready to come out, and that's why I don't hardly sleep. because I'm always working on a project or doing work for clients or for just building my business, basically. Because I know there's something that I have to do. And that's my whole purpose. And so if no one else does it, then I know that I'm aiming for it.
I love it. Well, I know we have to close out. Again, Will, I really appreciate you being here with us tonight and really discussing the book with us. Just a big one, what are your final thoughts before we have to let Will go?
Our usual question in terms of how people can get the book.
Yeah, they can go to breakingthemoldbook.com. And then you can go to Amazon and you can search Breaking the Mold, Why Waste Talent. So you go to breakingthemoldbook.com. Or you can simply go to Amazon and search Breaking the Mold, Why Waste Talent. The paperbacks are now available.
Awesome. And do you have any upcoming events, or how can they get in touch with you?
Yeah, they can reach me by email at william@williamleeonline.com. There's a speaking engagement that I will be having this weekend. I believe it's going to be at A&T. I'm just waiting on confirmation. A&T is in Greensboro, North Carolina. Right now, we are working to get the book to Oprah. So I'm just waiting on the confirmation from that.
Uh-huh.
And we're working on a Why Waste Talent speaking tour. So there's a lot of things that I'm working on just to help a lot of people. And that's something that I want to do. It's in my heart.
Now, when these speaking engagements are confirmed, will they be on this same website, breakingthemold.com, or will they be available someplace else?
Mm-hmm.
No, they will be available on my website. That's almost complete, williamleeonline.com.
Okay.
So that's my old website, and my new website will be up in a couple of days. So if anybody
awesome.
Wants to see my... And so if anybody wants to see a sample of my new website, you can simply go to my Facebook page and you can see my posting of my new website.
Awesome. I can take it. Okay, I'm here now. Gosh, talk about a baby. I tell you guys, you got to support the young folks. it just seems like you have a real baby face on the book website. That's interesting. That's good. I think that's going to help more people who want to support you. They'll say, oh, look at the baby. I appreciate you being here. And there was one final request that I had, and I've lost it there. Oh, I remember what my request was. You talked about Oprah. So, you know, my antennas went up when you talked about Oprah. And I was just hoping that, you know, it would be somewhat possible that when you get the book into the hands of Oprah, that you would just briefly mention that you discussed this book on Mindshift Talk Radio. You know, just if it's on your heart to do so, I would encourage you to do that and be obedient, okay?
In Jesus' name, amen.
Absolutely. I'm all about giving back. I'm all about and just sowing seeds. I truly believe that. And one of my mentors had taught me that, that principle throughout the years. And that's something that I stuck with.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being here with us, Will. We wish you the best of luck with your book. We know it's bestseller. We're speaking it now, bestseller on everybody's list, not just on Amazon, everyone's list. And thank you, you know, and definitely I encourage you to just continue to break the mold, as you said, even in your own life and in terms of the impact that you're making on the lives of others. So I'm sure we'll hear a lot more about Will Lee in the next few months, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome. All right, ladies and gentlemen, so again, check out Mr. William Lee Jr. on MindShiftTalkRadio.com. Also, you can connect with him. You can go ahead and purchase the book at BreakingTheMoldBook.com. You can also connect with him on Facebook. And make sure that you're on the lookout for his new website that's coming up. That way you can find out about upcoming events. And if you are in the North Carolina area, then you can connect with him as well this weekend. So, Sister Big Bones, it's just us. I wanted us to just have a couple of minutes at the end of the show for our bonding because I just miss you. I like having our heart-to-heart, sister-to-sister combo. And you don't sound
Lucky
excited about that.
Me, uh-huh. I am. Whoopee.
Well, don't laugh. You're supposed to be quiet now. It's late.
Yeah, one of us got some bass in our voice. It ain't me.
She's very, very funny. I like her a lot.
Oh, I like you too, boo boo.
That's why we keep her around. But no, but anyway, just, you know, heart to heart, talking about the book. We've had several authors coming on here. We talked about this briefly before we became on the show, that we've had several authors coming on the show. And at the end of the day, they're being delivered, the message is being delivered by different people, but do you see a commonality between what's being shared week over week, especially for, I would say, the last 3 weeks?
That I need to move my toes out the way because folks keep stepping on them?
Well, that's true.
She has a great sense of humor.
I see in terms of just, you know, the power in your words and the power in your thoughts, and to do those things that God has placed on your heart to do and in you to do. So, yeah, that's why I say move my toes out the way, because they just stepping all on them.
I know. And you know, we heard the message from Kamanzi. We heard the message from Lakeisha. We're hearing this message now from Will. And there's just these points that are just common between every speaker in terms of the thought process, the power of our thoughts, the power of the tongue, about executing. I know even in Will's book, there's a part where he says, he has a chapter that execution is an art. And we've talked about this on the show, that it's so easy caught up in the learning phase, but it's hard for some people to break that mold and getting to the doing phase, into the action phase. And so we just encourage you that you take this information. Week over week, we have these mind-shifting conversations. We're having these discussions, but it's not just for you to get caught up in the learning place, you know, in the learning phase in your life. We want you to take action. And it starts with baby steps. It doesn't happen overnight, but it just starts with a decision. Change. So we encourage you guys to make the change. We encourage you guys to be here with us every Monday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. There's no better way to get your week started than to have a mind-shifting conversation with Stacey Emery and Juanita Sister Big Bones Warren. You guys make sure that you connect with us on Facebook, connect with us at MindShift Talk Radio, and make sure you share this replay with all of your friends and family members, everyone that's in need of a mind shift. As always, we wish you guys another amazing, phenomenal, and blessed week. Be productive and make sure that you're here with us next week. We'll talk to you soon. Have a good night.
God bless you. Goodbye.
Music.
Mind Shift Radio.